Welcome to Face Strong Today's Good Company podcast for Wednesday, January 19th. And we talk about actually just doing nothing for a day. A boy wishing to go back to school and some words of wisdom about the important things in life. All of this on this episode of Good Company. And you can always tune in live Monday through Friday from 5 till 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, streaming at faithstrongtoday.com. You're listening to Face Strong Today's Good Company, bringing you the best in Christian music and talk. I'm Holly Taylor, and I was challenged recently to do nothing because I am not good at sitting still. So I might try to do nothing on Sunday, but it reminded me of the fact that when I was younger, I mean, we're going way back. I remember stores not being open on Sundays. I remember we would take family naps on Sunday afternoons. The only thing we did was we went to church. My mom made leftovers, just heated them up in the microwave. That was new. This new fangle dangle machine, making myself sound like I'm 182. And then we'd all just rest. It was, I mean, boring when you're that young, but now in hindsight, I kind of long for those days where you didn't feel the pressure of trying to do every moment of every day. So are you the kind of person who can do nothing? Let's be honest here. You're in a room, you're sitting there. Are you okay with just sitting there doing nothing? No book, no cell phone, no crossword puzzle, just being. My husband, 110%. He loves those moments of just doing nothing. Me? My mind, it just won't stop. Oh, did I do the laundry? Oh, did I make sure that I did this? Oh, are the kids ready for school tomorrow? Yeah, it just doesn't turn off. So, yes or no, can you do nothing? And coming up on the show here on Good Company, we're going to take a look at ways to be able to do nothing if you are like me. Right now, it's Need to Breathe. I am yours on Good Company. From their album, Lead Us Back, it's Third Day, Your Words on Good Company. Holly Taylor here, and it's a Wednesday, which means a brand new episode of Why Me Project, the podcast that I get to do with Johnny Rocket each and every Wednesday. And today, we got to speak with one of my new friends, Lori Hartshorn, who is the co-host for 700 Club Canada. And this week, in fact, I get to guest co-host with her, so you can check out our episodes as we dove into some pretty cool conversations. But I really, really loved hearing her own story about her faith, about being a woman in leadership and in ministry, some of those hurdles that she had to rise above, being a mom, dealing with the terrible teen years, how she navigated that with her family, and her Why Me moment. So check out today's episode wherever you get your podcast. Just look for Why Me Project and it should pop up. You can also head to faithstrongtoday.com. West of Here, Mortals on Good Company. It's Holly Taylor, and how can you do nothing? Dun, dun, dun. For me, almost impossible. But according to Craig, he says, I try to do nothing at least once a week. Even if it's for an hour, I just sit there and be in the moment. Craig, you don't have kids, do you? Sometimes I try to do nothing and then I have kids jumping on me. So maybe I just need grandma and grandpa to take the kids for a bit and just do nothing. Okay, so if you're like me, we are apparently supposed to figure out what float time means to us, because float time apparently is something where you would do nothing. So trying to rearrange your day, floating your day about to create the space to do nothing. And then when you find that time in your schedule where you could possibly do nothing, put it actually in your schedule. Like, block it out. What you are doing is nothing during that time, and protect that time. But then also to be realistic with that to-do list, so that when you're doing nothing, you've already set those expectations of just, this is the time. Write it down on your to-do list to do nothing so that you can feel like you can check that off, and really pay attention to your body, what your body needs. So even if it's not scheduled to do nothing and your body's saying, I just need a break, take the break. We got to listen to ourselves a little bit better. So doing nothing. Heather texted in 905-338-1250. She says, I am like you, Holly. I struggle to do nothing. However, this year I am trying to carve out time, even blocks of 15 minutes, to just do nothing. Mm-hmm. You go, girl. I support you 110%. Let me know how that goes. Right now, it's Katie Hurst. How can I be silent on Good Company?
Let's get to work.
Today, nice and warm if you're in the GTA. Quite different from 2 days ago with that massive dump of snow. So much came down. It was fun unless you had to shovel. I'm Holly Taylor for Good Company, and the stories are all flooding out about how neighbors were helping neighbors, about how maybe you pulled a muscle because you forgot to stretch before you did all of that shoveling, or maybe how you burnt out the motor in your snow blowing machine. So I saw on TV a video that went viral. It's of this young boy, maybe 10 or so. His name, Carter Trezzolo. And he was tired. He was interviewed as they were talking to him about snow removal. He said he shoveled his family's, you know, driveway and sidewalk, and he did some of the neighbors as well. And he was just tired. He was just wanting to go back to school. Poor kid. I mean, you think of snow days, and we talked about this on Monday, where you played. You built snow forts, and Carter's saying, no, I've been shoveling for everyone, and I'm tired. I want to go back to school. So there you go. All right, here's the Newsboys' stand on Good Company. Chelsea Amber, Never Let Me Go on Good Company. It's Holly Taylor. And don't forget to check out faithstrongtoday.com. All of our podcasts are there. We dive into all kinds of conversations about faith, about culture, and about just living day to day in this world. But how do you do that when you have faith? How do you take a look at some of those real life issues from that faith perspective? So check it out. Some great articles there by Robin Rosti. And of course, you can always reach out to us. We are on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And yes, YouTube as well. Direct links right there at faithstrongtoday.com. You can also catch us across the airwaves of Joy Radio in the Greater Toronto Area or on demand using the My Joy Radio app for Google and Apple devices. We've been talking about doing nothing today. I'm Holly Taylor, and I admit I don't do a very good job of doing nothing. But when you get that chance to slow down, it's incredible how you can really start to cherish the things that are truly important to you in a whole new way. The quiet time really reinforces to take time for yourself and for those who really matter, like your family. There is an incredible Thai commercial really talking about just that. It's called Silence of Love, and it shows a sacrifice of a deaf-mute father that he makes for his daughter, despite facing numerous rejections from her teenage daughter, who thinks that her father doesn't understand her. So within this story, it's just incredible to see the dynamics. And the moral of this one is that where life begins and love never ends. That is family. A great definition. Life begins there and the love never ends. So let's just keep learning as to how we can speak to our family in ways that they can hear us. Show how we love them in ways that they can receive that love. So treasure your family today. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Good Company.